Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. My recipe for you today on day three of our melon recipes is a honeydew and cantaloupe lassi. What a lassi is an Indian style yogurt milkshake, a nice way to cool off and to just enjoy this summer heat that we're going to be looking forward to. We got a couple days already here in California that are pushing up into the 90s. Every day is pushing up at least into 85 this whole last week. So instead of just going into the pool, why not make something refreshing, delicious, and nutritious? And my honeydew and cantaloupe lassi is definitely something that'll make you really, really happy and really cool your body down. Let's get started. In a blender, we can add 1 cup of yogurt, 1 cup of raw cream. Once you have those two incorporated, what I want to do is really mix everything around. And it's very important that we do mix it around because we don't want to pour the other ingredients in unless these two have been fully mixed together and fused. Then I'm going to add 1/2 cup of sugar. And if you only have brown sugar, whatever sugar you have, it works. We're going to blend it. That's the most important thing. But remember, 1/2 cup, it's very important. We don't want this to be too sweet. 2 cups of cantaloupe. Now, I know in my recipe, I have honeydew and cantaloupe lassi, but what I'm going to do is I personally like cantaloupe, so I do 2 cups of cantaloupe. If you want to do it the way we originally had written out the recipe, all you have to do is add in your 1 cup of honeydew, then your 1 cup of cantaloupe, and then you have the simple recipe. Or it could change. If you want to do honeydew, you could do all honeydew. Whatever works, as long as we have them in there. 1/4 cup of water. Very important to have your 1/4 cup of water. And the reason why, water is very important for this recipe. If we don't have the water, we're going to be in trouble because we need a little bit of that water. Otherwise, it'll be too thick. I do 1 pinch of nutmeg, 1 pinch of cinnamon. Now, this one right here on the end, it's up to you. You can either do 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract and just make sure it's real vanilla. It's very important. If not, I prefer doing 1 vanilla bean. Split and seed it, and not only that, but just when you see those dark, you know, little specks, you know that you're using the real stuff, and you know you're using the good stuff as well. And what I'm going to do next is I'm going to pulse all this together, and then after we pulse it together, I like to put it in the refrigerator for about 1 hour covered with plastic wrap, because we don't want our lassi to take on that flavor of refrigerator. And cover it with plastic wrap. If you want to leave it overnight, that's better. What's so amazing about this recipe, it could sit in the fridge and you could drink it as much as you want. I wouldn't recommend drinking it after 5 days just because that's the kind of chef I am. But remember, for this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.